With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate looks unlikely to advance new border security restrictions alongside billions in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this month.
Senate negotiators met over the weekend and cited progress, but the Republican side suggested January was a more realistic deadline for a deal, warning Democrats against moving too fast. The lack of a deal by the self-imposed weekend deadline emphasized the difficulties facing the Senate talks, even after the Biden administration signaled it was prepared to make significant concessions on immigration policy.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Bad weather is hitting portions of the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says snow is in the forecast for the Great Lakes, western Pennsylvania, and interior New York.
In terms of snowfall totals, it's not going to be prolific, but we're expecting some areas to pick up anywhere from 6 to 12 inches just southeast of Lake Erie and then into those higher terrain areas in West Virginia, and then a small portion of southwestern Michigan into northern Indiana.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the nation's first female Supreme Court justice, lay in repose at the court today. Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Today, I know she is smiling, knowing that four sisters serve on her court. For the four of us, and for so many others of every background and aspiration, Sandra was a living example that women could take on any challenge, could more than hold their own in spaces dominated by men, and could do so with grace.
O'Connor died December 1st at the age of 93. On Wall Street, the Dow by a fraction, the Nasdaq rose 90, the S&P advanced 21. This is SRN News. Do you have a soul?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 83% of Americans say yes, they do believe they have a soul. 81% also say they think there's a spiritual world beyond the physical, even if we cannot see it. However, only about one-third of respondents say they feel they've actually had a personal encounter with a spirit or an unseen spiritual force. 74% agree with the statement, quote, some things can't be explained by science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Churches had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but results are in. A quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and more than 7,000 since 2019. The vast majority are conservative-leaning churches. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Oil giant BP halting shipments through the Red Sea because of attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels.
The rebels have targeted container ships and oil tankers passing through a narrow waterway that connects to the Red Sea and Suez Canal. That's where an estimated 10% of the world's trade passes through.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, oil prices were higher due in part to concerns about those ongoing attacks. The idea of self-checkout is starting to lose its luster with many shoppers.
Some of the complaints? Customers griping about clunky technology that spits out mysterious error codes. Workers having to stand around and monitor humans and machines. And theft. Some retailers are adding restrictions to self-checkout, while others are shutting it down in some stores.
That's correspondent Rita Foley reporting. And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.